At 7:06, we have here this morning mostly clear skies here. We expect sunny skies here this morning, and 59 degrees is your current temperature, and a chance of some isolated showers and thunderstorms as we move into the afternoon, but small amounts as far as any rainfall are expected. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. A physician in Council Bluffs pled guilty this week to one count of possession of child pornography depicting a person under the age of 12. According to documents provided by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa, Dennis Seaborn Jones entered his plea on Tuesday. He faces a maximum of 20 years in prison during his sentencing and fines not to exceed $250,000. In addition, Jones will serve at least 5 years of supervised release upon completion of his term of incarceration. Jones could face additional penalties, including more prison time, if he is found guilty in a Pottawatomie County case involving the alleged sexual abuse of a minor. That case is currently making its way through the judicial system. Records show that on or about May 16th, Jones knowingly possessed visual images of minors engaging in sexually explicit conduct. A search of computers found in his Council Bluffs home resulted in discovery of approximately 1.2 million still images of child pornography and 9,300 videos showing child porn he had downloaded off the internet. Included among the images were more than two dozen pictures and videos of patients seen by Dr. Jones at his medical clinic in Council Bluffs. The images showing minors in various stages of undress were captured without the knowledge of his patients or their parents. Prosecutors and defense attorneys agreed and have recommended that Jones should serve 8 to 10 years in prison and at least 10 years of supervised release. They say he should also be required to surrender his license to practice medicine and be placed on the state's sex offender registry upon release from prison. A sentencing date has not yet been set. And in an update to a story we posted last night for you on KJN.com, the Clarinda Police Department reports that all three escapees from the Clarinda Academy had been captured and returned to the academy. The trio of students escaped from the facility on Friday evening, sometime between 7:15 and 8:15 p.m. They were apprehended about 90 minutes later. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Red Oak man for public intoxication early this morning in Red Oak. At approximately 4:18 a.m., sheriff's officials arrested 29-year-old Jeremy Ray Dilliker of Red Oak for public intoxication following an incident at North 4th Street and East Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. Dilliker was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Six Iowa cities have submitted reports outlining traffic camera use to state transportation officials and now await word on whether they'll be able to keep their speed and red light cameras on state-run highways and interstates. The Iowa Department of Transportation implemented rules in February dictating where and why cameras can be installed along state roads and requiring local jurisdictions to submit reports by May 1st justifying camera placement. Steve Gent, director of the Iowa Department of Transportation's Office of Traffic and Safety, says the department plans to review the reports in the coming weeks. The cities are Cedar Rapids, Council Bluffs, Davenport, Des Moines, Muscatine, and Sioux City. Gent says the review process will involve collaboration between DOT and local officials to fully understand why cities believe cameras are needed. Ho-Chunk Incorporated is trying to join a lawsuit against the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. A Polk County judge listened to arguments Friday from a lawyer for Warrior Entertainment, a partnership involving Ho-Chunk and others. The judge did not make a decision. The Sioux City Journal reports the attorney said Ho-Chunk was the victim of a grossly flawed application procedure for a state gaming license that eventually went to developers of a Hard Rock Casino. Penn National Gaming Company, owner of the Argosy Sioux City Riverboat Casino, claims in a lawsuit that the commission had a flawed selection process for the license. It's also trying to stop the scheduled closure of the Argosy. The commission, the Hard Rock developers, and Sioux City all oppose Warrior's entry into the case. Campaign finance reports show Republican Senate candidates Mark Jacobs has put $1.5 million of his own money into the race, bringing his investment to more than $3 million. The reports filed this week show the former energy executive contributed the money between April 1st and May 16th. Jacobs is seeking the GOP nomination to run against Democrat Bruce Braley in the fall general election. The Quad City Times reports his cash infusion gave him a nearly 3-to-1 lead in cash on hand going into the last few weeks before the June 3rd primary. Jacobs is in a five-way race that includes State Senator Joni Ernst. She raised more than $410,000 in the same period. Jacobs reported having $1.2 million in the bank as of May 14th. Ernst had nearly $352,000. A Fort Dodge bookstore clerk pointed a gun at a would-be robber, prompting him to run away empty-handed. Jessica McDonald tells KCCI-TV she had just opened the discount textbook store on Wednesday morning when a middle-aged man entered. He began coughing and then covered his face with a bandana and demanded money. She opened the register and showed there was no money, but he pointed a can of mace at her and continued demanding money. McDonald moved to an adjacent store safe where a gun is kept. She grabbed the gun and pointed it at the man, who then turned and ran out of the door. She followed him while yelling, "Call 911. Police couldn't find the man and say they don't have any suspects. Officials with the ISU Extension Office in Atlantic say the Cass County Extension and VOAG teachers from Atlantic, Cam, and Griswold schools will be teaching a 24-hour tractor and machinery safety certification course for local youth May 28th through the 31st at the Cass County Fairgrounds. The training is required by law for any 14 or 15-year-olds who want to safely operate a tractor over 20 horsepower and other machinery on a farm, acreage, or any other business. Any youth who want to work in an operation that requires equipment operation must have this certificate. Youth aged 13 must be turning 14 during the summer of 2014 in order to be eligible for the certificate. 24 hours of training, including both a written and driving test, are required for participants to be certified. While the certificate is required for 14 and 15-year-olds to be eligible for employment, anyone aged 13 or older, including adults, is welcome to register for the class, as a wide variety of tractor, machinery, and general farm safety topics will be taught. Participants will get some time hands-on driving farm machinery, as well as class time with Extension VOAG instructors and representatives from other local businesses and organizations. The class dates are Wednesday, May 28th from noon to 5, Thursday the 29th from noon to 6, and Friday the 30th from noon to 5 p.m., Saturday as well from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 31st. A $40 registration fee covers all class materials, including lunch for all 4 days of the course. Registration forms can be picked up from the Cass County Extension Office or any Cass County VOAG instructor. Forms are also available online at extension.iastate.edu/cass to print and return. Pre-registration is requested by May 27th, this upcoming Tuesday, to ensure enough materials and food are available for the course participants. For more information, contact the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132 or get in touch with them by email. And the Atlantic Police Department reports that a Lewis man was arrested on Wednesday. 22-year-old Nicholas Anderson was charged with domestic abuse assault by strangulation. That same day, 28-year-old Christopher Castillo of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for domestic abuse assault. Both men were booked into the Cass County Jail. And the PD says no injuries were reported following an accident Wednesday afternoon near the intersection of 7th and Olive Streets. Officials' vehicles driven by Scott Lockhart and Chance Young, both of Atlantic, were traveling west on 7th Street around 2 p.m. when Lockhart slowed for traffic in front of him. Young was unable to stop in time. His vehicle rear-ended Lockhart's, causing a total of $600 damage. Young was issued warnings for no proof of insurance and failure to stop in an assured clear distance. And now taking a look here this morning at your funeral announcements. Doris A. Chambers, age 90, of Fowler, Colorado, died May 17th at the Fowler Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Doris Chambers will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And friends may call at the funeral home this morning as well from 10 to 11. David M. Dengner, age 39, of Panora, died Tuesday during an accident north of Dexter. Memorial services for David Dengner will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ronald Dean Just, age 75, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ron Just will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lucille Carstens, age 100, of Manila, died Thursday at the Manila Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Lucille Carstens will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning, Odie Funeral Home in Manila. So has the arrangements. Marietta Antonia Peterson, age 78, of Marnie, died Wednesday at home. Memorial services for Marietta Peterson will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.